I'm speaking with Jakub Brana, and he's involved with the Adminer project. Thanks for speaking with us. I was wondering if you could tell us some more about the project, tell us what it does, and how you got started working on it.
The project is a web-based administration of databases. I started with MySQL, but the project currently supports several other database engines like Oracle, PostgreSQL, SQLite, and MS SQL. I started the project because I needed some web-based tool, because there are several great desktop tools, but they are limited in the possibility to connect to the remote server, because remote server often forbids connection from the desktop client. I needed something web-based. I used primarily MySQL, and there is this PHP MyAdmin project, which lots of people use, but I don't like it much. There's also another problem, that the PHP MyAdmin project is very big, and if you want to use it on the server, you must copy, 700 files with in several megabytes, which took, 10 minutes, then do something. And if it's not my hosting, I'm supposed to delete it afterwards. So I started with a small tool, just performing basic operations on the server with MySQL database, but it grew up, and currently it's with all the features you need to manage the MySQL server or other databases.
What do you have in mind for future versions of the project? Are you thinking of supporting other databases, or do you have other features that you're working on?
Yeah, regarding the other databases, I'm mostly done because the project supports all databases I need and I use. So I don't plan supporting any other databases because I don't like working on features which I don't personally use. But the project is open source, of course, so anybody can add support for another database, and it's quite simple. And for example, the MS SQL was added primarily by someone else. I don't plan adding another engines. I'm also not sure about more features because currently the project is feature complete. It supports all of the features of MySQL and most of the features of other databases. My current focus is probably on allowing more extendability of the project, because currently you can very easily change design. You can quite easily change how the program behaves. For example, if you want to add some custom button somewhere, for example, to send an email from the application to the address inserted in the database, it's quite simple. My primary focus will be on this, improving the extendability, which is currently, I think, quite good, but there are not much extensions yet, so I think this will need some improvement.
I noticed that you're also involved in several other projects. Would you like to tell us something about those as well?
Yeah, sure. I created also this small library. It's called Not ORM, which means that it looks like ORM, but it's not an ORM. It is a library which allows you to access the data from PHP code in the database, regardless on the type of database, MySQL, SQLite, Oracle, and all other databases are supported. So it allows you to very easily access the data in the database with this very simply and easy to learn API. You also get very good performance, which is also extremely cacheable. It almost don't allow you to perform ineffective queries to the database. So all queries produced by NotORM tend to be performance. That's one of another my projects.
Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about your project?
Just try it. If you don't try it, then try it. And if you use any other clients for communicating with the database, just try Adminer, and maybe you will find that it's very small. The whole application is around 300 kilobytes embedded in a single file, which you can copy to the server. It looks like a very primitive tool, but it actually offers more features than most competitors. So give it a try and let me know how you like it.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for calling me.
Bye.
Goodbye.